Hi, my name is Geraldine and I love the Rampage on the Airwaves podcast.
Hi, my name is Jonathan and I jerk off to the Rampage on the Airwaves podcast.
Sunshine, the earth says hello. You're listening to the Aftermath of Babies. This is part two. Welcome back to the Rampage on the Airwaves podcast. I am Lil Rampage, and yeah, on today's show we're gonna have quite a few interviews. We're gonna have interviews with Angela's Dish from Australia and Love Me Butch from KL. We're also gonna have this another band from KL called Tiramisu, and the song that you just heard just now is by a local band called Lunarin, and the song was Absolution. You can find them at www.myspace.com/lunarin, that's L-U-N-A-R-I-N. Or you can just go straight to their website, which is lunarin.com. They're a three-piece, and they're fronted by a female lead vocalist and a bassist. They have an album out, so go check the album. It's called The Chrysalis. They just released the album this year, I think. Yeah, we're going to go into the interviews right now. We're going to start off with Love Me Butch. I think they were one of the last bands on the first day of Bay Beats at the arena, which is always a nice place because of the crowd and the moshing and everything. And I think they carried the crowd pretty well because they were obviously the headliner for the night. There were a lot of people by the time they were playing, and everyone was really just having fun. And like, there was once when the lead singer, he just like jumped right in front of the crowd, and what was separating him and the crowd was just a barricade, and the security people had like trouble trying to keep the crowd in control. We've had a lot of people telling us like the security at Bay Beats was a bitch. I don't want to comment about that, but we'll just go into the interview. This is Love Me Butch.
Okay, we're with Love Me Butch, and from KL, we're at Bay Beats right now.
Yeah.
We're gonna ask them to talk a bit about the band.
Yeah, well, we are from Malaysia, and we got like 4 altogether in the band. So the drummer couldn't make it for this Bay Beats. So we got a replacement, and it's called Mokhtar. And
he's the ex-drummer from 7 Quality Shirt?
Yeah, he was the ex-drummer from 7 Quality Shirt from Malaysia as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys played last night here at Bay Beats. What did you think of the crowd?
The crowd was great, as usual. I mean, like, more and more, like, can sing along to our songs. Uh-huh. And more, like, have heard of Love Me Butch, which is, I believe, it's a great thing. I mean, you know, and people have been expecting to see us, so it's a good feeling.
And you guys are not new to the Bay Beats thing. You've been playing Bay Beats for 3 years running, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so like over the years, how do you think Bay Beats has progressed in terms of like the crowd or the organization?
Well, the management of Bay Beats, I mean, like for the whole event, I believe that it gets better.
Every year is better.
Yeah, it's better.
Year in year,
and so organization. Okay. I mean, I'm sure that they've been trying to improve themselves, and as well as to get the band like feel satisfied.
Okay. What do you think about the Singapore bands that you've seen so far at Bay Beats as well as other places, maybe?
Well, I guess the bands from Singapore. I mean,
lots of bands. Like Nothing to Declare.
You should look up to in like the future of I can see that they have a lot of potential. So I hope not just Bay Beats, and probably somebody else can help them out.
Maybe they can come down to Malaysia as well, do a couple of shows.
Yeah, about the exposure, right? Do you know if there's like any major difference that between Singapore bands and Malaysia bands, like maybe the way they perform or the songs?
Well, basically, I believe that we are all the same. So basically, it's just that music genre, the music they're playing, probably they kind of like chill out kind of music. But the thing is, I believe it's all the same. It's just that I can't see that much of a difference in the showmanship or whatever. So basically, it's music-wise, when how they play and how Malaysian bands play.
Yeah.
Bands play.
They
are so good.
Right?
I mean, like, there's
not
much of comparison.
Yeah. Okay. So about Love Me Butch, right? What is the band's current status like? Is there any upcoming albums or singles or anything like that?
We are working on it. I mean, we are still writing songs and stuff.
For a new album, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you compare like from the first album and the second album, it's like it took us almost like 4 years to get our stuff ready. So for this one, we try to get stuff. To maintain integrity of the band, but at the same time we have to progress more and not to take like 4 years to get the third album.
So do you have any like average estimated time that it might come out, maybe next year?
Next year.
Okay, guys, thanks a lot. We're gonna play a song now from your album. It's called Reconcile. Do you want to introduce the song? What is the song about?
Basically, it's about a relationship between this couple, which happens to be a friend of mine.
Okay.
So basically, I wrote the song on behalf of the relationship, I believe. So it's kind of stuff like that.
Okay, thanks again, guys.
Yeah, no problem.
This is Love Me Butch with Reconcile.
Yeah!
Okay, we're here with Angela's Dish from Australia. We have Josh, Nick, Scott, and Pete. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay, why not you introduce the band and talk about the history of the band, maybe? Like, where did the name come from in the first place?
Well, there was a girl called Angela. She was a bit of a dish.
Okay.
And she used to date, or go with, I don't know how you say it over here, with young Pete over here, our bass player. And we all just decided to smash it one day, and from then it was just Angela's Dish.
That's very interesting, guys. How did you guys form very long ago?
Scotty?
Probably about 3 years ago. But I've been taking it more serious for about 18 months.
Yeah.
When did you guys come to Singapore? About a few days ago?
We got here on Thursday night.
Thursday, so it's like plenty of time. How do you find Singapore so far?
I like it. It's very hot, but... very hot, very humid.
Is it the first time you're here?
Yeah. First time we ever played outside of Australia.
So. Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Well, what do you like most about Singapore since you came here?
I like the food. The food is awesome, and it's really cheap compared to home. Like,
yeah.
we pay $11 at home, and we pay $3 here, so...
Yeah. We like the laksa.
Yeah, love the laksa.
Yeah, this is really good, isn't it?
I love laksa.
Yeah, everyone talks about the food back in
Singapore.
Have
I told you that I like laksa?
How does the crowd in Singapore compare to back home in Australia?
Oh, it depends. In summer, it's pretty hot. Over in Australia.
Uh-huh. The crowd, how's the crowd?
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah.
How's the crowd?
How does the crowd compare?
How does the crowd compare?
Like, what's the difference? Okay, maybe I should just answer. Well, it's weird because we played at the chill-out stage,
uh-huh.
And everyone was pretty chilled out. Like, I think if we played up there, it would have been...
If we played at the arena, it would have made it more suited our music.
The crowds, to me, are pretty much the same. They react the same. Like, it's, you know, kids jump around when they want to, or they just sit there when they don't want to. Only thing is everyone gets a lot sweatier here.
Yeah,
hotter.
It's definitely more humid and everything, right?
Yeah.
What has been the most unique... so-called experience that you've had as a band?
I suppose maybe like bands CDs that we've had in our CD collection for forever,
uh-huh.
And then getting to play with those bands, like actually getting to meet them, you know, getting to see just getting to talk to them just seeing how they treat other bands, and it's just sort of it's pretty inspiring to, you know, to treat other bands the same way that we've been treated, which is pretty good.
But it's so, definitely pretty unique to come here. And play, it's just like, it's really like, well, like a week ago, I didn't even know, like I knew Singapore was a country and a city and that, but I didn't know what language they spoke here or anything. I found out we were playing in Singapore, and I went on the internet, and just like searched for Singapore and just read up on it. It was like, so it's to come here and just to see this many people and to find out that a whole other world exists is pretty good.
Do you know that Singapore was gonna give the death sentence to one of your citizens from Australia?
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, that wouldn't surprise
was
me.
It last year?
He probably deserved it.
It was last year or this year?
Yeah.
He brought the drugs
so
and then
you just don't try and bring drugs into Singapore. That's just. Some Aussies are just
at least you know
some
that
Aussies,
right?
Some Aussies are like they're a pill short of a stash, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, they're just idiots.
Yeah.
They're
a beer short of a six pack.
How has the bands been in Singapore? What do you
Singapore
think of the bands? Yeah.
They're pretty much just the same as at home. Like.
Yeah.
They're just good bands. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, I think good music is just good music, so, and it's here, and it's at home, and it's in America, it's all over the world, and it's just...
I think Singapore's, like, it's in a good location, like, it's not, like, obviously Singapore's not a very big place in terms of per capita, like, there's only 4 million people here, and in Australia there's only 20 million, so that's even that small, but if you're in Singapore, you could, like, you can tour in Australia, or you can tour in Japan, and, like, you'd know Asia a lot better on this. So I reckon that the scene here is like, it's got a lot of potential. It's, I think as soon as some bands break out of here, it won't take long.
Okay, you said something about like, you haven't played outside of Australia yet, right? So do you have any plans for that?
Yeah, well, this is our first time to play outside of Australia.
Uh-huh.
But apart from that, we're planning on touring Asia more. Like we've got an album coming out in Japan.
Okay.
And if that goes well, then we'll be there touring and yeah.
What are the band's current plans right now?
We're just going to stay on the road. We're putting out an EP in Australia in a week. And then we're just going to keep touring.
Okay, so you're going to go back to Australia after this and do more shows?
We're going to stay on the road.
Okay, thanks a lot guys for this interview thing.
No worries.
And we're going to play one of the songs of the new album, right?
Yep.
It's called My Screaming Heart. Do you want to talk about the song?
You know, it's just rock and roll. Get into it, dance.
Much.
Okay, right now we're with Masashi and Mario from
Hey.
Nothing to Declare.
Hi.
They just played a show about a couple of hours ago, and we're gonna ask them a few questions right now. Tell us a bit about the band.
About the band, we're Nothing to Declare. It used to be called Gorbachev, which people are still more familiar with, I guess. And yeah, just a group of guys trying to write music, rock music.
And Masashi, you're playing in Saw Loser as well, and Mario, you're playing in Pop Weezy, right?
Yeah.
So what do you think of this like two-band thing? Does it affect like your music, or is it more enriching as a band member?
It's both good and bad, I guess, because being in two, you get to do more, actually. Because at the moment, I'm still growing as a musician, I guess. And I get to try two things, and whichever suits me is, I don't know, it just influences each other.
What's the main difference that you can tell me about being in Saw Loser and being Nothing to Declare?
It's just totally different things, I guess. Saw Loser is going more towards new kind of pop, and when Nothing to Declare is more towards raw rock, I guess. So, which I like them both. And he's in a ska band.
Why not you just give us a little introduction kind of thing about Saw Loser as well as Pop Weezy?
Saw Loser is... We're releasing an EP... No, we released an EP. Well, now we have an album coming up soon. We just finished recording and mastered and just printing. And... can't tell who's distributing it, but... Yeah, it's gonna be distributed soon. And we're touring Indonesia soon and just...
Oh, that's cool.
Getting the stuff out there.
Yeah, how about Pop Weezy?
Yeah, Pop Weezy is a ska band. We just enjoy playing our style of music.
Uh-huh.
I think we're pretty original in that sense. And all of our members, the main frontman of Pop Weezy is from Cespit.
Okay.
He's Sharu, he's the guitar vocalist and master. So we don't really promote ourselves. We just stay behind the scene. We just enjoy laid back kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I joined Pop Weezy during so-called a period of laid back in Gorbachev during that time.
Uh-huh.
So we had a break once. I joined in during that time. So, yeah, I bring back new elements in the band and Nothing to Declare.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good thing.
Okay, you just played at Bay Beats. Well, what do you think of the crowd just now?
It was definitely one of the best crowd we've ever had. And just enjoyed playing to them.
What about the rest of the bands that played tonight?
Oh, they were good too. I mean, Bay Beats this year... I wasn't expecting it to be this good, like sound-wise and crowd-wise and sponsors and everyone, all the organizers and you know.
I think though the security guards killed the crowd. they kind of splashed water into the mood. Yeah, I think that's bad.
So we were talking about EPs just now, and Nothing to Declare has an EP out as well.
Yep.
Would you like to talk about that?
It's an EP that was recorded between end of 2005, and it's got some of our old songs as well as the new ones, and I think we went experimental, and it was fun recording with Leonard Suse again from Snakeweed.
Yeah.
And I guess it's got a lot of different influences to different, I don't know, all that stuff.
Okay, so we're gonna play one of the songs of the EP.
Yep.
It's called Nightmare.
Yeah.
And this has been Nothing to Declare. Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
Take me up for this nightmare. I've seen it all before. If it's never ending, then tell me what it's for. Is there anybody listening? Does anybody care? Give me a hope to believe in, or just take me away.
Okay, so just now you heard the interviews from the different bands. It was Love Me Butch first and then Angela's Dish followed by Nothing to Declare. You can find the bands at www.myspace.com/the band name. Or if you're just too lazy, go onto the Rampage on the Airwaves website. That's rampageontheairwaves.blogspot.com. And if you remember, like a couple shows back, I was kind of like asking for people to comment on the Rampage on the Airwaves website. Yeah, I got my wish, but I got one comment. If you actually check the website, I have one comment. Thank you very much. Who's this? Let's see. Aura Sui Mira, something like that. Yeah, thanks very much for being the only person to comment on the latest show. I mean, I've had a couple people comment on the previous show, but those are mostly my friends. So yeah, if you just feel very, you feel like doing a good deed to the world today and make the world a better place, comment on the Rampage on the Airwaves website. Or you can also email us at rampageontheairwaves.blogspot.com. No! Shit! No, you can't email us rampageontheairwaves.blogspot.com. You're supposed to email us at rampageontheairwaves@gmail.com. Yeah. Go to our MySpace, http://www.myspace.com/rampageontheairwaves. Stay tuned for the next show, the last in the series, The Aftermath of Bay Beats. Next show is part 3 and we'll be featuring some of the biggest bands in Singapore, Electrico, as well as the legends, Plain Sunset. They made a return at Bay Beats, and if you want to hear more about them, just stay tuned to the next show. We're gonna end the show with a band called Tiramisu with the song Swinging Arms. Here you go.
Wonder what you wonder in a wonder. Little girl in yellow, she does a friend and girl. Face your sorrow, there's no tomorrow. Brothers in glass and snow color. Whoever brought us here, gotta take us home. Get out, get out and talk. Get out, get out and talk. Get out, get out and talk. Get out, get out. I wonder what you wonder in a while. A girl in yellow, she does a fandango. Face your sorrow, there's no tomorrow. Can't live on the loss of swinging. Can't live on the